Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your midday brief from Monday, March 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A United Nations panel of scientists says there's a, quote, feasible but narrow pathway to avoid the worst effects of climate change. But to do so, the world's nations must together cut greenhouse gas emissions 60% by 2035 to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels. That level of cuts would require a massive and rapid shift in the world's energy supply that is underway in some countries, but has been stifled by the war in Ukraine, the global energy crisis, as well as thirst for economic growth in countries like China and India. Ukraine's military says Russia was struggling to regain the initiative in the war as Moscow's offensives were capturing little ground, resulting in heavy losses. Military officials say that's forcing Russia to backfill severely depleted forces with reserves from other units in poor condition. Russia has sought to advance in a handful of directions in the east of Ukraine in recent weeks, but hasn't seized a significant Ukrainian city since last summer. And documents viewed by the Wall Street Journal indicate the Federal Reserve first raised concerns about risk management at Silicon Valley Bank 4 years ago. Over the next several years, the Fed informed the bank that its system to control risk didn't meet the expectations for a large financial institution, and examiners raised concerns about the bank's portfolio of securities, which lost significant value as the Fed raised interest rates. SVB's collapse was the second biggest bank failure in American history. A bank spokeswoman didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.